All right, Alexander, we have to do an update on Alexei Navalny. He is in Germany now. And let me pull up two titles from RT. German clinical investigation suggests Moscow protest leader Alexei Navalny was poisoned, from a hospital statement. And this one's a really good one. Another title, different article. Germany's Merkel calls on Russia to investigate how Navalny was allegedly poisoned and hold perpetrators accountable. So it looks like Navalny has gone to Germany. He's, from what I understand, he's in like a self-induced coma, but he's not gonna pass away or anything. He's fine, the doctors say. But the hospital is the Charité Hospital. I'm looking at the article right now. It's not a life-threatening illness, but he is in a medically induced coma. The Germans say he was poisoned. The Russian doctors, when he was in Omsk Hospital, said he wasn't poisoned. They said they found cholinesterase inhibitor inside of him. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Merkel is now ordering Russia to get to the bottom of it, the Kremlin, to get to the bottom of it and found the perpetrators. This is madness, isn't it? I mean, it's crazy.
Complete madness. I mean, you know, it's not Merkel's job to tell the Russians how to carry out investigations in their own country. I mean, it's a grotesque interference in Russia's affairs. And the Russians are putting up two fingers at it. I mean, they're saying, you know, they're pushing back hard, by the way. They're not accepting that he was poisoned. They say that their scientific tests say otherwise. They say the German doctors came to Omsk absolutely already coming up with this theory before they'd even examined him. And then the Russian doctors did examine him and they didn't find any trace of this substance anywhere, or at least of any substance like it. And now the Germans are saying, well, actually, this is what we believe happened. We haven't identified the agent that is supposed to have done this thing. But, you know, you're quite right. There is some element of comedy or comedic side to this, because here we see, as you rightly say, Merkel telling Russia how to run its own affairs and how to conduct its own investigations. Notice they are not saying, Merkel is not saying, that the Germans are prepared to share with the Russians their scientific findings, their medical clinical findings, which begs the question of what are the Russians supposed to do? Presumably take Merkel's and the Germans' word that a substance of some kind, which the Germans have not been able to identify, exists, even though the Russians themselves say that their own tests didn't find it. I mean, it's absolute Alice in Wonderland stuff. Not, by the way, for the first time. I'm going to say something else. Apparently somebody has been drilling through Navalny's previous statements, and apparently he admitted a year ago that he has diabetes, and this does seem to be consistent with the outward symptoms of a diabetes attack. I'm not making any judgment as to what he's really ill with, but all I am saying is that this is all very confused. I don't believe he was poisoned by the Russian government. He might conceivably have been poisoned by someone else, but it's absolutely not Angela Merkel's business to tell the Russians how they should carry out their own investigations in their own country. What she should be doing is, if the Germans do find traces of poison, she should be offering the Russians the clinical information upon which that finding is based. The Russians had already previously said that if there was evidence of foul play, they would carry out an investigation. They're not accepting that there is any such evidence at the moment because they haven't been provided with any.
All right, Alexander, real quick, I had an email sent to me from one of our viewers who's an expert in this field. I'm just going to start. It was a long email. It was very scientific, very technical. I mean, I tried to understand as much of it as possible. But to summarize his email, it's very difficult to find traces of this poison if you're not looking for it. So that was the email. That was his basic message, was that the doctors in Russia, for them to have found any trace of poisoning would have been very difficult if they weren't looking for that exact chemical. But saying that, doing a diagnostic check on Navalny and having come to the conclusion that he wasn't poisoned, okay, that leads us somewhere. That was their conclusion. It leads us somewhere. And also the whole tea thing, according to this user, the tea thing is probably not very viable because it just doesn't gel with how a poison like this works. That viewer kind of relayed to me that most likely, given the time that it took for Navalny to get sick, it most likely happened on the plane, if anything. Yeah. But we don't know. It's all speculation.
Well, we're not doctors. We're
yeah,
not
but, right. So I just want to throw that in there. It was a fascinating email. It was really interesting. Yeah. But if you're not looking for that poison, it's very hard to find it. So I'm thinking maybe, given the fact that Merkel and Putin, that Russia and Germany are moving ahead with Nord Stream 2, that the U.S. is putting a tremendous amount of pressure on Germany to scrap that project, yeah. I am thinking that maybe this entire row is just diplomatic back channeling. Maybe Merkel is putting on a show saying Kremlin bad. Maybe there's some sort of, I don't know, order to create another poisoning story, another Kremlin poisoning story out of it, maybe to sow some seeds of division between Russia and Germany. Mm. And Merkel is kind of playing along, appeasing the United States, scolding Russia. But there's some diplomatic backchanneling saying, look, this is all being done to thwart off Nord Stream 2. Let's just play along, you know, Mr. Putin, Vladimir, and we'll get through this. What do you think? It's a little bit conspiracy theory-ish, but no, given Nord Stream 2 and given all the pressure and all of a sudden you have Navalny, who is without a doubt a person of the NGO, let's phrase it that way, the NGO West.
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe.
Well, can I make an observation, which is one that I've made before? And I mean, it's very interesting that just at the moment when an important thing happens, which the Russians want to see happen, be it the World Cup in 2018 or Nord Stream 2 now, somebody falls ill with suspected poisoning. It was Skripal, obviously, in 2018. It's Navalny now. That doesn't make any kind of political sense, if you think about it. So that is a reason for doubting, you know, if he was poisoned, that the Russians had anything to do with it. Because it doesn't seem to me as if the timing makes any kind of sense from a Russian point of view. But more to the point, it does make me wonder, I have to say this, I mean, this is perhaps slightly conspiracist, in this case especially, but it does make me wonder whether we aren't seeing some kind of provocation being pulled in the sense that somebody who might want to derail Nord Stream 2 might be happy to see some kind of trouble between Germany and Russia. And this creates trouble between Germany and Russia. Or alternatively, it may be that, you know, as you correctly say, Merkel is very keen to see Nord Stream 2 done. So this is her way of saying to the Americans, look, I'm not a Russian poodle. I'm able to push back on the Russians. So the fact that I'm going ahead, steaming ahead with Nord Stream 2, you shouldn't think that I'm, you know, a Russian poodle because I speak up for Navalny in this matter. There's one other thing I must say, and it goes directly to the point you were just making now about this information from this viewer. And can I say, I've had some discussions with somebody who I know is a doctor about this. Some of the things he said bear some, you know, resemblances to what he said. If you can't find this poison unless you look for it, why would the Germans know to look for it? I mean, that does beg a question to me. Did someone tip them off? If so, who?
Bingo. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying... Yeah. And I'm thinking of it two ways, just to wrap up the video. I'm thinking of it two ways. God, I hope Navalny gets better. I don't want anyone to be sick.
You know,
that's number one. I don't want anyone
absolutely.
To be sick.
I'll tell you someone else who wants that. That's Putin and the Russians.
Exactly. But I was going to say the same thing. I'm sure the Kremlin would also like Navalny get better because they don't want all this nonsense happening again and again and again, another poisoning. That's number one. Number two is I'm thinking either maybe Navalny might be a pawn as you said, in a sinister game of trying to sow discord between Germany and Russia. But all of this, the timing, once again, just reminds me all too much of all the other poisonings we've seen, including the most famous one, which is the Skripal poisoning. And we all know the outcome of that. Yulia and Sergei Skripal are nowhere to be found. They've vanished off the face of the earth. I find it odd that Navalny is in Germany. Is he going to vanish as well? I don't know.
Well, indeed. By the way, I mean, I think one of the reasons he's in Germany is because the Russians were worried that if he stayed in Russia and anything happened to him, then that would feed more conspiracy theories. So send him off to Germany and see what happens. But, you know, I do wonder very much about the timing of this. And again, it does seem to me that we're in an information war about this man. I mean, the obvious and logical thing to happen is if the Germans had some definite concrete information, they should be sharing it with the Russians, not laying out, you know, making ultimatums of the kind that Angela Merkel is making. It doesn't make any kind of sense. And unsurprisingly, what that's doing is provoking a pushback, which I find completely unsurprising coming from the Russians. So, you know, I don't believe Navalny himself was a willing accomplice to this because, you know, nobody takes poison, puts himself at very great risk, lets himself be put in a coma, unless they're very fanatical. And I don't think Navalny is a fanatical person in that way. But that he might be used as a pawn by someone, that I would not surprise me. And can I unfortunately reiterate a point that I made on our previous program? One, Navalny is not a powerful or important or influential figure in Russia today. Also, to the extent that he had popularity before, his star over the last year or so has been fading. He's closed down his anti-corruption blog. He's been involved in a swathe of legal cases. He's made lots of enemies amongst the liberal camp. I'm sorry to put it as bluntly as this, but I do wonder whether some people might be saying to themselves, a live Navalny is expendable. A dead Navalny might be more useful. I hope this isn't so. This isn't based on knowledge, but I would just say it's a thought that has crossed my mind.
Maybe he was led into this, thinking one thing, and the outcome turned out to be something else. Maybe he was led astray, and maybe the NGOs and the forces that want to create, and so this discord told him, do this, do that, go here, go there. Without him knowing that at the end of the day, he was going to get poisoned. Maybe he thought something else was going to come out of it. Who knows? But
Who knows? You know, I would say again, before anybody rushes off and starts, you know, saying to us, you know, these are wild theories. Unfortunately, things like this happen. This would not be the first time that things like this have happened, where people have been led into provocations. And as I say, the timing did make me wonder whether this might be some sort of a provocation with Nord Stream 2 floating on the horizon. It wouldn't be the first time if somebody was told one thing and found themselves in a much worse situation than they'd been led to expect.
Yeah. All right. We'll leave it there and we'll see what happens with this story. Alexander Mercuris, thank you very much, guys. If you like this video, click on that red subscribe button. Please hit that like and drop us a comment down below. We love to read your comments. Also go to PayPal, Patreon, Subscribestar. Please donate to the Durant so we can continue to give you news like we do now. And also go to the Durant shop, pick up some merchandise, magic mugs. We got the new enamel mugs. This is Ireland.
This is England.
That is England.
It's very close. And that's Armenia. And this, interestingly enough, is Germany. But these are the enameled mugs. I should say they've been incredibly useful to me at the moment because I'm actually on a walking holiday in the Peak District. You can see the background is different. I'm not in my library. And of course, if you're on a walking holiday, having enameled mugs like these is ideal. It means that you can go and carry these with you and you can, you know, have your water and you don't worry about them breaking or chipping in the way that even the best, most magical, porcelain mugs, Duran mugs might do. Those porcelain mugs which you make are of a kind that I would not want to risk on a, you know, in a backpack in that way. Whereas these are ideal for that, and they look amazing. They look so stylish, and they're light. They're very light, and they're very strong. And you will find other great things in our shop. Alex is refreshing our shop. He's expanding the range of products all the time. You can see this amazing shirt I'm wearing, which has the flag of the United Kingdom here. There, this is England. That's the United Kingdom. That's the Red Cross. So this, it's the Red Cross, and it's also the Cross of Scotland and Ireland too. But, you know, this is England, and that's the English part of it. And you will also see that we are, Alex is wearing a prototype of a new polo shirt that we're doing. We're not quite there yet with it. I mean, he's testing the samples, I think. But we're going to have lots of amazing new shirts in the shop also. And you will find great things in our shop. And, of course, you support this Duran, the Duran, the small channel where we work so hard to provide you with all this valuable analysis. You can support us by coming to our shop also. So if you come to our shop, you support the Duran, you become the owner of all these wonderful things, you're able to go on a walking holiday in the mountains, as I'm doing, and with your perfect mug, and you will find all these great things of the Duran and all the great shirts and hats, embroidered hats too, and
trucker hats, baseball hats. Yes,
exactly. You'll find them all there in our shop, and Alex will remind you how to go there.
Go to the duranshop.com. You'll find the link in the description box down below. This shirt, just an FYI, is embroidered with the country flag of Greece. It's an embroidered flag of Greece. It's really nice, really stylish, and that's a prototype, but we should be rolling out all the country flags embroidered on the shirts as well. Alexander Mercuris, Editor-in-Chief of the Duran, thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.